Now, the Youth Parliament, it's a project that encourages young people to get more involved with that political process. Albany Senior High School student Kensley Crowley has been selected as the member for Bunbury, a point that is not without its point of contention. I spoke to Kensley this morning, just before school, and I asked how it feels to be selected.
Very, very exciting, and I'm very, very privileged to have that opportunity, especially as a first year in Parliament and being from Albany. It's pretty fun to have like the opportunity to get involved in like the political process and that sort of thing.
And you're from Albany, but you've been selected as the member for Bunbury.
We're very pleased. I got to put in preferences, so I didn't get an explicit choice. But I did put down Albany, but that's okay. Because I'm sure the youth of Bunbury are lovely.
Now, can you tell me, why did you want to be involved?
I'm personally a very like politicized young person. I spend a lot of time looking at party politics, following the election. I was right into that. And I very much follow sort of like the political landscape as it changes and develops, and do want to be involved with that in the future. And so to like literally have a young people's parliament where we get to be directly involved in that process before going into that process sounded like a very awesome sort of experience move, and having that opportunity to experience that before I like devote a career to that or something along those lines.
So you do want to make it your career?
I would love to make it my career. Not necessarily MP or politician, but being on the political scene and being able to influence that change in society is something I'm very passionate about.
Mm. So why is that so important to you?
Because I think as a whole, and when it comes down to what makes big change, grassroots is really important, but we're only going to get like societal and like large scale change when we make a difference in politics, because that's what governs us. And so I think it's a worthwhile sort of time spent, I guess, dedicating a lot of time to that and making sure that that is as fair and representative and transparent as possible.
And what do you think, I guess, some of the misconceptions about young people and politics?
There's several different ways about it. There's that young people are all incredibly left wing, which, like, I know from my experience is relatively true, actually. But also that young people don't care and are very unconcerned with politics. And to an extent, and I've noticed more and more in regional areas that they are, just because of our like low access to stuff like youth parliament and that sort of thing. However, when you go to Perth or go to like a metro center, you see that like there is a very high sort of awareness of what politics is and how it impacts you, because you have a lot of access to that sort of education surrounding that, whereas we really don't down here in Albany or my constituency Bunbury.
So what are the biggest issues for you? What are the ones that you are super passionate about?
I am incredibly passionate about, a couple of things. One, youth representation in politics. The fact that we're a whole diverse, hyper-diverse, like cross-section of society who are coming next, essentially, and have to inherit to an extent what we're given. And I think it's really unfair and very undemocratic that we don't have a say in how that looks in us being there eventually. And then secondly is obviously climate change, because that's also very topical, because climate disaster. But also it's getting increasingly frustrating and is driving people to be more passionate at the inaction we're seeing. And then we saw the election being called the climate change election, and then the side that hasn't actually put forward a proper and actually acceptable stance on climate change got elected, and that's been very disappointing and only really drives that movement further and just means that we have to work that bit harder to see the change we want to see. So yeah, those are my like two big sort of issues.
And speaking of, I guess, young people and being represented in Parliament, a lot of that pre-selection is done by the major parties. And do you think there is a role there in the way that maybe there might need to be something like a quota to include a younger cohort of MPs and politicians across the country?
A quota is like a very sort of dangerous thing, because that becomes quite sort of politicized very quickly. But I definitely see just in party politics and parties recognizing that young people we come into voting, will be more sympathetic to parties that put forward young people and put forward people that represent us. And I know for a fact that there are some parties that do that, such as the Emerging Australian Democrats. I actually do some work with them on the off field, and they involve me in like high level discussion and let me be involved in that political process because they believe that a young person's voice is important. Or you see like Labour and Liberal both have like the youth versions, and those, I guess, to an extent do feed into those, though not as much in actual political representation as we'd want to see.
And so your role working in the portfolio of Minister for Youth Affairs, what do you hope to achieve from your time in the Youth Parliament?
Besides like accruing as much like broad range of skills as I can, we actually are putting forwards a bill around regional drivers education, which is highly exciting. And so we hope to actually have the state parliament look at our proposal and take away at the very least the principle of it, in that there's a lack of access to those resources in regional areas, and that in making those available, we would actually increase the opportunity of young people to access education, to access work, and to access the opportunities like youth parliament that so often regional kids just get overlooked for.
And what would you want people to kind of take out of it, or maybe think about the whole youth parliament process if they haven't been aware of it before? What do you want them to understand about it?
That it's an amazing opportunity, because what happens essentially at the end is that politicians or people who work in politics or influence that politics see what we do and see what young people are putting forward and see the ideas and what we want for change. And so I think if you're going to take anything out of Youth Parliament, it is that it is a channel for us to have an impact where we think we can't.
And anything else you wanted to add about your experience or anything like that?
That all the people, honestly, okay, so all the people in Youth Parliament are such wholesome people, and it's honestly been so lovely to meet all these such politicized, like-minded teens who are just very aware of the process, and it really shocks you.
Inspiring?
So inspiring to see that we have this generation of people who care so much about what happens politically and into the future, and that's just, like, very exciting.
So fill you with a bit of hope?
I'm definitely, because we know, like, After the election, a lot of people were feeling, I guess, politically cynical. However, there is a lot of hope, because there's a lot of room and a lot of people and a lot of skills and a lot of personality there for us to really push something regardless of what happens in the next 3 years, next 6 years. So I think there's a lot of hope for the future for us and for like everything, essentially.
Well, Minister, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's Youth Parliament Representative and Albany Senior High School student Kensley Crowley, selected as member for Bunbury in the Youth Parliament and the Minister for Youth Affairs.